Right of Psalm 23, verse 4, where we read, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Beloved congregation of the Lord Jesus Christ, Psalm 23 is a well-known psalm, and it comes to mind in times of special difficulties, in times of serious illnesses, in times of bereavement of loved ones. When we feel down, we need to be airlifted, so to speak, lifted up out of our valleys, full of sorrows, full of shadows, and be placed on high, on a mountain. Yeah, be lifted to the sublime heights of the divine. We need to reach the presence of someone greater than us, someone who will lead us to green pastures of everlasting salvation, someone who will give us inner strength, inner confidence, self-confidence. Who will give us the purpose of life, yeah, no matter our position, direction, yeah, no matter how we may feel at times lost. Now, to be sure, Psalm 23 is not just for people faced with death, shadows of death, however comforting it indeed may be for them. No, this psalm is very much also with a view to us living. As shown in those concluding words, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Yeah, we all need Psalm 23 because we are people of this age, an age full of trouble and affliction, full of apostasy and ungodliness. We need to know where to go, how to go, and when to go. And this psalm tells us exactly that, especially in our text, verse 4. There it says that there are valleys full of the shadows of death, and in order to get through them, we need a shepherd. Shepherd, capital S. And that's what we get, and that's what we have already from our youth. And what a shepherd. No one else than the living God, God of heaven and earth. Now, no one else as the one who has revealed himself as the good shepherd in John 10. That is, our Savior, Jesus Christ, was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who was born of the Virgin Mary, God in the flesh, who joined our human race for the specific purpose to give us that lift, to lift us up every day again from our finite presence in the lowlands right up to the heights of his Father's infinite presence. He came to let our minds soar on high beyond what is seen, felt, and experienced. He came to give us faith, gave us to trust in his word, the word of the Good Shepherd. Words which speak of his presence in our life of every day. Words which reveal him as our rod and our staff to guide us on the way through these valleys full of darkness, deep darkness, in order to comfort us, to make us lie down in green pastures, to make us lie beside still waters, to restore our soul, to give us peace of mind. Again, beloved, what a shepherd we have. It's no one else than the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, the one who created this vast universe with the millions of stars, the creator also of this very planet, on which we have our being, a tiny little planet, insignificant, so it seems. Yes, but it's once filled, it's filled with this eternal, awesome power, a miraculous entity with tremendous energies and endless possibilities. Look at who our shepherd is, our owner, our master. It's no one else than the Lord, capital letters, Yahweh. That's who. He is the shepherd who cares and in whose eyes we are ever so precious, precious in his eyes. Even if you don't feel it, don't realize it yet in faith, he calls out to all the covenant children of God. He calls out, he said, I am the one sent by God. I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. In fact, for your sake, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. And therefore, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me, sent by God. And you will make it through those valleys, even if they are presently filled full of the shadows of death. This morning, then, we want to take a closer look at the psalm of David, this word of our God. Specifically, in the light of our text, verse 4, which tells us of David's peace of mind during times of great anxiety. And he had that peace. Yeah, when he was anxious, so we take note of his anxiety during which he had that peace, and then take note of that peace which he had during his anxiety. That is, that all with the direct purpose then for us also to give us certainty, to give us safety and security during our travels through life, through those many valleys full of the shadows of death. And with the purpose that we at all times would concentrate on our chief shepherd, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Prince and Giver of that peace. A peace that surpasses all understanding. Even though I walk through the valley full of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, with these words, our brother David made reference to the goodness of the Lord in terms of shepherding, something of which David had knowledge firsthand, having been a shepherd himself for a good part of his life. Now mind you, also apart from his personal circumstances, there is nothing strange in using that image, that imagery. Scripture speaks more than once of the Lord as a shepherd. In Psalm 80, for example, he is called a shepherd of Israel. And the same we find with the prophets, as Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Still, it is a bit different when you meet someone who actually has been a shepherd himself, like David. And the language he uses points to experience. And we know that before he became king, he had for years been looking after the sheep of his father Jesse, in the fields around the town of Bethlehem. And therefore, he can speak from first-hand experience what he describes with those valleys in the mountainous regions of Judea. And we soon realize that the expression full of the shadows of death, full of deep darkness, carries special significance. The mountainous regions of Judea, you should know, have many such valleys. Yeah, often no more than a narrow strip between two high walls of limestone rock. Not much light could fall through such a narrow gorge unless the sun would shine directly above it, overhead. Otherwise, it would remain dark in those narrow valleys. The very reason why such places were choice hunting grounds for wild beasts. And sometimes it was necessary for the shepherd to lead his flock of sheep through such a narrow passageway in order to get to another grazing ground, to get to those green pastures, those lush prairies high up in the mountains. Yeah, oftentimes it was a dangerous undertaking. The flock could not always move through such narrow passages all at once. Yeah, oftentimes the shepherd had to force the sheep to go through those passages, those narrow entranceway, one behind the other. And that's how the sheep had to find their way through such dark valleys without the shepherd in the lead. And woe the sheep when from behind a stone or from out of the cave, one of those many wild beasts would jump them. Then the one caught was helplessly lost. And that's why they described those kind of valleys as valleys full of the shadows of death. Well, if you keep this in mind, then we understand what David is actually talking about. He had in mind man's many anxious moments in life, the many hardships he encounters, the disappointments, and especially then also caused by people close to him, as he experienced the subsequent frustrations, discouragements, the dark, difficult days of mental agony. When David speaks of valleys full of the shadows of death, he has such critical, anxious moments in mind. Like a sheep in the Judean mountains, men and women have to go through such dark valleys. Go through without the help from anyone. Certainly, the shepherd seeks for his sheep green pastures beside still waters. But David, who for many years had wandered about with his father's sheep, knew very well that those green pastures and still waters could only be reached via such dark and dangerous valleys. And reach them, the shepherd would. Although a sheep would shrink back at the entrance of such a dark passageway, he would force it nevertheless, knowing that this was the only way to reach those green pastures and those still waters. Now, afterwards, it would be most content, but the way to get there, difficult, but that would then be altogether forgotten. And David also knew that it was not any different with the heavenly shepherd. That's what he had experienced. Through how many valleys full of the shadows of death hadn't he gone through already in his life? Years he had to run for his life because of King Saul's tyranny. He had been chased from one mountain to the next, from one valley to the next, to another. And after Saul's death, there were other valleys full of the shadows of death. There were also those fearful, anxious moments when his son Absalom had rebelled against him. And also when the Lord visited his son by Bathsheba with a deadly disease, and when the angel of death went through Israel. For a certainty, beloved, our Heavenly Father wants to have his sheep lie down in green pastures, and he wants to lead them beside still waters. But in order to get there, they must often travel through valleys full of the shadows of death. And then the Heavenly Shepherd does not hesitate to force them through there. Isn't it true that he chastises those whom he loves? Hebrews 12. Oh yes, we tried to pursue so our ideals, but unforeseen circumstances prevent their realization. Illnesses, diseases, setbacks, grievous sins, sinful situations, well, they stop us in our tracks. And then the question arises, how can this be the will of God? Isn't he the creator who as a savior wants all things to be good and well with us? And there are many today who suggest that God indeed does not want any suffering and sickness. And that it is a lack of faith when it does take place. Even many evangelical groups speak in that term, speak in those terms, Pentecostal churches. However, Scripture, beloved, speaks differently. Or certainly, there would be less misery, few bouts of depression, if we would live more as children of God. If only we would believe that we are secure and significant in His sight, no matter the circumstances in which they are taking place. For we are precious at all times, and no matter our feeling to the contrary. But, beloved, this all does not remove the grief, the sorrow, the suffering, and the sickness from this world. And psalms like this teach us that a good shepherd time and again leads his sheep through valleys full of the shadows of death, and that he knows what he is doing, and that he knows also what's best for us in this present life. We may believe for a fact that he does it in order to lead us to that glorious peace, those green pastures and still waters. Now, beloved, don't be surprised when you are led along those valleys full of deep darkness. But then, do concentrate on your faithful God and Father. Have confidence in Him. Let your life of service to God not become ineffective by difficult circumstances. Do not let them catch you down. For behold, and that brings us to our second part, see what presence of mind David had amidst his anxiety. In spite of that valley full of the shadows of death, he knew of a peace, of a shalom. He says, even though I walk through such a valley, I fear no evil. No, that does not mean nothing will happen to me. For in those valleys full of the shadows of death, we often suffer many heart-rending losses. But then again, how often have those losses not proven to be blessed losses? For then in the final analysis, that they prove to be gain, because they brought us closer to God. And that's why David says, I fear no evil. And this does not mean that a Christian is never afraid or is never at a loss. A Christian is no superhuman being who can keep his cool even amongst the most trying of circumstances. That would make him different even from Christ himself. How wasn't he moved to tears at the grave at the tomb of Lazarus? And how anxious was he not in that garden of Gethsemane? And David's life too was certainly not free from great sorrow. How did he not fast and weep at Bathsheba's child who was lying on his deathbed? And how did he not lament at the death of Saul and Jonathan and his son Absalom? To stay cool and aloof under trying circumstances is certainly not a sign of a Christian way of life. Faith, in fact, makes our heart grow and tender, soft. It often induces us to weep with those who weep. And therefore, nobody should feel ashamed when he sheds a tear at certain occasions. It shows that our heart is on the surface and not buried deep down within us. And therefore, despite those heart-rending circumstances, we still keep on saying, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord takes thought for me. I will fear no evil. No evil. For we know, Paul cries out jubilantly, we know that in everything God works for good for those who love him. No evil. Yeah, but how can David sing this so emphatically? Well, he knows that no evil shall come near him, for the Lord is his keeper. As we sing it together, Psalm 121, he watches over us. For even though the Palestinian shepherd had to let his sheep move one by one through such a dark gorge valley, the good shepherd, on the other hand, never leaves his own alone. You are with me, David says. Yeah, a Christian has to let go of many things during his life and of everything at the end of his life. But nothing, beloved, can separate him from the love of God. God will keep him going until his last breath. And then it's a matter of eyes closed here, eyes open, wide open there, at home with the Savior. For there is also presently his rod and his staff that are there to support him, to give him comfort. Yeah, his rod and his staff, the necessary instruments of a shepherd to protect his sheep, the first to ward off attacks from hostile enemies, and the second to prod a straying sheep back in step with the rest. And such a protective care we now also see with the Lord God. David says, the Lord is the Almighty One, whose protecting power shields us from all enemies. And he is a faithful Father who time and again guides us on the right way. And that is what David and all God's people had to believe as an unshakable truth. They could believe that in the Old Testament, right from that paradise lost in order to come to that paradise regained. And truly, beloved of the Lord, this truth becomes even clearer in the New Testament. For we know the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that he is the good shepherd, our chief shepherd. Yeah, he is God. He is God's very rod and staff, you could say. Through him he tends and guides and protects his flock as the good shepherd. Through him God strikes down the enemy of his people. Through him he has delivered us from the evil one. And that's a fact of history. The Satan has lost every claim of ownership as far as we believers are concerned. Oh yes, things are not yet as they should be. Even evil can still befall us. But whatever evil he may send to us in this valley full of tears, the Lord will turn to our good, will bring us closer to him, make us think more of him. And through the exalted Christ, the Lord leads and governs all the believers. And he sends the Holy Spirit to remind us of what we hear from Lord's Day to Lord's Day, from his word, and what we read for ourselves, so that he comes to dwell in our hearts, so that we as sheep are safe under his staff, yeah, the staff of the good shepherd, and will not get lost. And then David sings of his God, the good shepherd, who armed with his rod and staff, is ready to help and to act on behalf of his people. Is he not the I am who I am, always present with respect to his people, to every one of us? You are with me, and therefore I fear no evil. And so, like David, beloved, we continue to rely on that rod and staff under all circumstances. And even when things are pretty tough, we keep on saying, I fear no evil. Also, when we have to walk through a valley full of the shadows of death, for behold, there is that rod and there is that staff of your God, your faithful shepherd. Look to Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and doom and has obtained for us the Holy Spirit. No one can withstand our Lord and Savior. Do we not confess at every Lord's Day? He is the Lord of lords and King of kings. No one, therefore, will get the better of us. He will surely lead us through those valleys full of the shadows of death to those green pastures and still waters. Now, beloved, are you willing and ready to let yourself be comforted under all the circumstances of this present life, yeah, no matter how difficult your present life might be? Are you willing and ready to say, I fear no evil? Yes, do keep your faithful shepherd in mind at all times. That's what you need to obtain peace of mind, a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace of mind of which also this psalm speaks, peace under all the circumstances of life. Even if you have to go through those valleys full of the shadows of death, you do not need to fear evil. For you know the Lord is with you, baptized in him, into his name. And that's the only thing that you need to know and must cling to your whole life long. So, beloved, it's a great privilege, is it not, to have this life assurance. Also, when things are very difficult, when you are anxious about your life, when you are struck down with setbacks, illnesses, diseases, disappointments, frustrations, discouragements, and when you have to go through a valley full of the shadow of death, do say it then, the Lord is my shepherd. I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they do comfort me. Although I have to walk through the valleys full of the shadows of death, although my flesh and heart may fail, God is my strength, the cause of my salvation. The Lord is good. The Lord is near. Beloved, give in his hands your heart, your life, your lot, for only he is able and willing to tend and guide you, and he will lead you to those green pastures and still waters. And therefore, with him, you may have peace of mind under all circumstances of life. For a certainty. Amen. So let us then now sing Psalm.